Passing Energy with your host Priest. When this mug start yapping, that's it. Prepare to be enlightened and entertained.
Hey guys, Priest here. Welcome to another episode of Passing Energy. Boy, your boy, under the weather. I can try my best to record this podcast, guys. I ain't feeling too good, and it's a really a struggle just to record this at the time. But I gotta do what I gotta do, which is yap them out. So I want to talk about the situation with Diddy. It's a long time coming. I recorded this once a million times, and I just got bored and never released it. But I'm just gonna record something of the present, what's going on with Diddy. Diddy career is over, in my opinion. I was just talking to my cousin the other day about this, and I'm just saying, Diddy is finished. In the public opinion, he's done for. The fact that he settled with Cassie, and we already know about that, that Cassie's filed a lawsuit against him, and Diddy settled that in 24 hours. The reason why this is the nail in the coffin for Diddy, because Cassie's not a random girl. Like, Bill Cosby, you need like 1,000 women to come forward and say they were assaulted by Bill Cosby. In Cassie incident, Cassie was with this man for what, 13, 15 years, or whatever it may be. So she was in his circle for a long time. So it's not a fly-by-night person who knows Diddy.
Is there anything that you may want to confess tonight before you go in?
I keep everything right here. Or right here.
Yeah.
You angelic all the time.
That nigga, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. That nigga was looking, giving her the death stare from hell. Okay? This nigga, yeah. Yeah, everything's good. That bitch better not have said nothing.
So when someone this prominent in Diddy life come out saying he was abusive, he basically pimped her out to different men and watched them allegedly sleep with her with male escorts. You would never believe it was someone else, but because it's Cassie, it's like, wow. And Cassie minds her own business. And her husband been dropping hints that Diddy was on the next side of the fence, and he always clowning Diddy every time she gets. Cassie's not saying anything, but his husband keep trolling him as best she can. He can, I mean. For now, for Cassie to have the courage to come out and say this happened to her with Diddy, that really, truly put the nail in the coffin for Diddy, in my opinion. It really didn't. People are like, oh, why they settle? Why is that Cassie could have shut? No, she did what she did. She put the hot potato in our lap. Now we gotta do what we gotta do. The information's out there. She put out what he did to her, and Diddy settled. So now we have our eyes open for the type of person Diddy is. We don't need a long trial because she already said what he did. You know, only left for her to do in the trial is just to get the receipts to prove that she's telling the truth. But for Diddy to silence that with his money, and I don't want no one to say, oh, Diddy into the long draw. Diddy is a billionaire. Diddy have the money and the power to challenge Cassie and whatever story she's going with. And the fact that he did not want to challenge her, that means she has some real receipts for him. She don't want to unearth anything. And I'm sure they have signed an NDA where she cannot talk about this no more. It is what it is. She did her part. Now it's off us as the public to do our part and hold Diddy accountable and whatnot. Because this man should not be protected. I don't believe because he's black, we should protect this man. I like Diddy over the years. Starting to see different sides of him when stuff, like his people hide in plain sight.
Lived with Sean Puffy Combs for a year.
That's the crazy thing. Now, that was L.A. Reid's idea, right? We're sending you over to something called Puffy Flavor Camp.
There you go.
To learn
Flavor
some
Camp.
Yeah,
Flavor
that's
camp.
What it was called. And you're going to go to Puff Daddy's.
He's
gonna
in the 90s. Do you understand what that's like?
Puffy's place was like just filled with chicks and orgying like nonstop, right?
No, not really. But it was curious. I got a chance to see some things.
Yeah, but you were 13. What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle.
Right.
And I saw it.
Teen years old. You're a dad now. Would you ever send your kid to Puffy Camp?
Hell no.
How it feel? I was so mesmerized. I don't even know what you're talking about. I was just so blown away by the stamina, the connection, being able to be connected that long with so much shit. You got like so much. Motherfuckers ain't doing all this shit out here. All those dance numbers and all that.
Take your time with it. Breathe it in. Yeah, they yours when you go see this for you. This ain't for nobody else but you. You take your time, boy. I see you. Fly ass motherfucker doing bacon. How the fuck you in the kitchen? Eating all my cereal. And you doing babies in a pink suit. God is the greatest. Won't he do it? Won't he will? Won't he will, won't he will.
Fresh off the Garden stage. That's my brother right here from day one. We used to wake up and, back in the days when he was like 10 and I was a little bit older, his older brother, we used to fight over the Frosted Flakes, you know what I'm saying, before Paws was invented, you know what I'm saying, but it's my brother for real. We used to actually wrestle off of the Frosted Flakes because he used to always get up early with me. Now he's one of the richest stars in the world. And I'm
yo,
like,
what the fuck did Puff just say? Nobody's going to acknowledge this but me. Puff just said we used to wrestle over the Frosted Flakes, and we're streaming live. That was stupid. Listen, that was fucking stupid. Listen.
Hey, we having a good time, yo. Are you Usher?
Hey, what's up, King Son? Man, you doing it, man. You deserve it, Daddy. You putting in that work. Proud of you. I love you. Yeah.
It's be hiding in plain sight about Diddy. And we so much how we just blinded by the moment. We're blinded by this person making good music. Well, he's partnered with people to make good music. Diddy rapping skills, subpar. But you know, I surround himself with good artists to make himself sound good. He's hype and everything. He has his hands of different stuff. So you thinking now that this man's all this good, especially being naive growing up as a kid watching Diddy. It's like you thinking now this man's such a good businessman, even watching Making a Band, looking at it as a grown adult, you're like, this man was a jackass. He was a jackass, and how he came on these people made no sense. The challenges he made for them made zero sense.
Doing some, I'm gonna get some cheesecake. You got that much ego? Go do your thing, man. Don't sit here and be talking about it, man. Be fly about it. Get your swag on, walk that way. Your is that way, do it. If you want to think about it, or if you ain't going to walk that way, walk to Brooklyn and be happy about it.
Aubrey and the rest of them coming out, talking about their truth about him and the fact that people have to sign NDAs to get their publishing back.
I just want to throw you the facts, okay?
Sure.
So this is long after we have two double platinum albums, $14, $15 an album from 2 million albums is, what is the math on that, 48 million? And this benevolent man who's just now had a change of heart and has decided to pay us as talent, we only get the amounts due since Sony bought our catalog.
Okay.
So streaming for the past couple years, it's about $800, $900. I have to sign an NDA that I will never disparage Puff, Bad Boy, Janice Combs, or Justin Combs Music, or EMI, or Sony ever in public. I would like to do a documentary for Hulu or Netflix or Amazon, a streaming site. I offered some of the girls, hey, if you need $800-900, I'll give it to you. Don't sign this.
Why somebody would want to fire somebody.
Can you give us a little?
I wasn't willing to do what was expected of me. Not talent-wise, but in other areas.
Mm-hmm. And were other girls doing?
I was the only one that was in those types of positions.
Wow. When you look back on that, how does that make you feel?
You know, I have such a love-hate with it all because I don't think I would have been able to be so successful in so many other areas had I not been trained under Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
He was the hardest person that you can work for, and it was torture. And not the work part of it, but the other stuff. Mind games, like.
So for me to get stuff that's rightfully mine, you saying, I don't have to talk about you once I don't talk about you. So what are you hiding, Diddy? Now it's come up with a girl who said, allegedly, 23 years ago, when she's 16, Diddy along with other guys assaulted her. His clothing brands keep being phased out of Macy's. I didn't even know people still wearing Sean John when I was in high school. You know, not even high school, when I was in junior high. Because no one was talking about Sean John when I was in high school. And mostly like middle school, primary school, people talk about Sean John. And that's what it's called, Sean John. Whatever it is, I know. I just know something, Sean something. So I didn't even know people were still wearing that. I didn't even know people were still selling that. And the liquor company that surprised me that he didn't own, he was just a face of them, is saying, hey, we want to take him off of our products because he's not good for business. He did all these damaging stuff and y'all want him to be on the face of our stuff to block us out? No. I mean, they've been trying to get him out. But still, I think the judge should automatically strike down and say, nope, Diddy, you're done. You sever out your ties with these people because of your business practice. Everyone's so shocked. Like, did he really do all these things? Did he get down like that? Did he like guys? I'm sorry. I don't know what straight man. I could be wrong because, you know, we are freaky people out there. You know, they don't look at stuff like that because, you know, guys who watch porn and they don't mind watching the man insert the woman. So, hey, it is what it is. So maybe that's the live version action of what Diddy was doing. Hiring male escorts to sleep with Cassie while he just watch? That's weird. I don't know. I just weird. People in Hollywood weird. Like I was telling even down to my barber like last month or so, I was telling him that. He was like, man, you really think so? I said, yes, I believe so. And some people are like, well, did he have kids? What I got to do anything? I said, but y'all better wake up. But y'all really have to wake up and believe that just because someone could produce children doesn't mean they could be a next side of the fence. Y'all really think that? How much people? Anyway, let me not go down that rabbit hole. Oh, man, start talking foolishness. That's the equivalent of saying that since you married, you don't cheat. You know what I mean? Oh, you're a wife, you don't cheat. Oh, I have a wife, so that means I don't cheat. Like, really? So you have children, that means you can't be next side of the fence. I'm sorry, there's too much things that came out. I saw this clip of this white guy talking, what I'm going to put in the video, talking about his experience with Diddy and being at Diddy parties.
You want people to know about?
Oh, I don't know if this story that I have about P. Diddy is a thing.
Oh, I love it.
You think it's something
we didn't talk about it on the show, but you told us off the show.
Should I just tell you?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I'd love to. I mean, listen. This isn't alleged because it happened.
No. There's nothing alleged about this.
Okay.
It is a legend.
Clap, clap, clap. We are comedians. All right, go for it.
We're so lonely. So
I'm fucking godless.
I went to a party on Star Island in Miami, where P. Diddy has a private residence. I had no business being there. I was with a famed house producer who was DJing the party.
Sure.
And I will keep his name out of it.
Yep.
And I took a whole bunch of ecstasy because everyone there was taking ecstasy. It was basically me and like beautiful like ethnic models, like just beautiful women who I obviously had no interest in because
that's the Big Pimpin' video.
That's not my type.
Right. Yeah. We're gonna stick to Peppa, please.
Yeah, we're gonna stick to Peppa and ghouls from Us Weekly.
Right.
So I'm like kind of stumbling around. It's like, you know, it's all like, you know, my man is telling me that like, you know, every third person is some executive, you know, got behind the scenes guys who I don't recognize.
It's a high end crowd.
Very high end. And there's no joke, there's maybe 100 people. Okay. I mean, it is intimate.
It's a serious
party. I have
serious
no business
party.
Being there.
Sure.
I'm in like a, you know, like an old Jewish grandmother's windbreaker like I am now at this exact moment.
Right.
And so long story short, I am on ecstasy and I'm trying to find the bathroom. And I can't find the bathroom and I just kind of like go down a flight of stairs and now I'm in like the inner windings of the mansion. Because most of it's going down by the pool.
Okay.
You know, cabanas and stuff.
Dragon's Lair.
Yeah,
we're getting serious.
So I get lost and I'm in like just a maze of rooms.
Yeah.
Now, I'm looking for the bathroom. I start opening doors. One's like a closet. One's a room. It doesn't have a bathroom in it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Every room should have a bathroom in it.
That makes sense.
First
of
all,
if you're in this fucking
every
dungeon,
room should have, right.
Every house.
So
should
I open a door, and in that room there are a bunch of men, and they're all kind of like very like Romanesque, like laying about, and you know, kind of like very like kind of leaning on each other, not really spooning.
You know, and how did he was talking to Fabulous about. Why we don't party together?
Fucking Puff Daddy in the building! Yes! So, happy birthday to you.
Woo!
Happy birthday, this Fabulous. The only nigga that got the name that I want. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, my brother.
Did you miss me, though? For real, because it seems like a thing.
I miss
this birthday
with
party.
Puff, man.
Man,
I miss
but I'm talking about for your birthday.
Huh?
Why won't you party with me for your birthday, man?
We party for my birthday before. You came to my party.
No, but me and you ain't never really party. You know what I'm saying? Look at my fresh. You don't like me. You know? So you don't love me? Look at my shit, man. Look. Look at that shit, man.
Continuously called Puff gay. Does that affect your relationships in Hollywood?
I don't call him gay. I said.
Let me read it, Fifth.
Oh, my God.
Sorry I can no longer help you guys. Soon you will all be gay and happy. You are all now left under leadership of Puffy Daddy. Report to the nearest rainbow. Den of Thieves in theaters.
That's why he says things. He doesn't even know what he's saying. It's like fruity. You know what I'm saying? Like, he says something fabulous, and he goes, "Yo, no, we, no, but me and you, we ain't party. Like, we need to party. What is he talking about?"
Instant is going off.
When people say that to me, I get a little uncomfortable. I get uncomfortable. Like, he said something to me one time, a long time ago, at Chris Lighty's wedding. He told me he'd take me shopping. I looked at him like, what'd you just say? Let me move, man, before I do something. You're going to make me mess up the wedding.
Oh, that's a nice gesture.
Let me get out. No, dude, take me. That's what a guy says to a girl.
When she put out those pictures of the dude pulling his pants down and it looked like some gay act that was going on, he got on the phone. He said, let me tell you this. When I get back to New York City, if she's on the radio station, he's talking to a radio executive. He said, nobody that I deal with, nobody that I know, is going to do anything with y'all. No business at all. It ain't going to be no artists, no nothing. He's telling people that at a radio station. When we got back to New York City, Wendy Williams was in Philly.
We come from a very homosexual era of hip-hop as well. There was a radio personality once upon a time. Her name was Wendy Williams. And she was practically burned at the stake for talking about such. And now it's all come full circle.
It came off very weird. And you can see Fabulous very uncomfortable. And then Justin Bieber felt uncomfortable.
You good?
I'm good. How are you? All right,
young brother, everything's good? Selling out arenas and everything? Yeah. Starting to act different, huh? You ain't been calling me and hanging out the way we used to hang out.
Well, you try to get in contact with me, you know, through all my, partners and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But you never really got my number, so.
Right, okay.
My number?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you my number.
Yeah. It's
555. Even though 50 Cent, guys saw everybody all over the place. A little medicated up. I'm not usually all over the place. That's just who I am. Ain't no shame in my game. But even with 50 Cent putting his foot on Diddy, talking about the surviving Diddy, I would really be down for that. And I wish the black community do not. Please, guys, let's not protect nonsense. I know this is what we used to be laughing at when serious stuff. These are serious things. And I don't think we should not hold Diddy accountable because he's black. Oh, Diddy's the only, besides Jay-Z, Diddy's the only person at that high caliber, and now you're going to be taking out now the black community. No, we got to worry about the right thing. We want a right representative of our people. We don't need toxic people up to talk. We need to weed them out. Everyone have a past. Everyone have something in their closet. I understand that everyone longs to a breath in this body. Everyone have a story. Everyone have a skeleton in their closet, including my damn self. Everyone have it. Now, I'm sure we all made mistakes in the past, but what Diddy doing is just plain savage. The stuff he was doing was wrong, and we need to hold him accountable. And he should not get away with this nonsense. And I see a lot of media houses is tiptoeing around how they want to handle Diddy. I don't want the black community media houses, because the white community, they ready. You know, they've been ready to take down a black man. Sign me up. I first in line. Sign me up. We're going to take down a black man. I don't need to know who it is. He black? Good. Let's string that N-word up. But I'm here for it because he deserves it. When I want us as a community, as black people, I want us to uplift each other. I know it's kind of hard for me to say that after I made that video about Beyonce. That did not do well because y'all don't like no one dog but the Queen Bee. And I understand that. Beyonce is my fave, but like I say, I'm not biased towards no one. I have questions, just so y'all have questions about me. But I want us to uplift each other, and I want us to have positive representation in our community. I need that. Now, we're not perfect. None of us is perfect, but we need to hold each other accountable and stop normalizing toxic behavior. Diddy's been toxic over the years. Just many other people been toxic over the years. I'm tired of it. Let's have a better community. I look at other people's community, and their community is like the most problematic people. And if you wouldn't even know they're problematic because they're good at hiding their hands. But we just show the toxic thing off front and be like, and we so normalized by it, we don't care. It's like, oh, it's like a Tuesday. Like, no, this is toxic. What Diddy been doing? What Diddy been saying? The little jokes. Y'all gotta mind these jokes too. I always tell people, jokes are not far away from the truth.
When I was
DJ? DJ, give me the thing, man. I'm loved now, y'all, so, you know, back in the day, somebody may got thrown out the window for that shit. But not no more. I just handle it with grace.
Anybody thinks I owe him something, show me the receipt. You get paid in 24 hours.
The settlement comes one day after word of the lawsuit was filed where she accused him of sexual assault.
For you to say it, that means you've been thinking about it, but you are saying it in a humorous way. So if you say Priest is a jackass, and then, you know, Priest is a jackass, you really believe I'm a jackass, but you're saying it in a humorous way so it will lessen the blow. And you're getting off too. That's why I tell you to be cool with someone to make a joke. Because we can make jokes of each other's insecurities. But if I know you like that, you call me a jackass. Oh, no, we have a problem. Even though I wear that badge of honor. Bozo. You know, but we gotta do better, man. We gotta do better, and we gotta pay more attention to these people, whoever may be in our personal life or whatever. We gotta pay attention and protect ourselves, protect our surrounding, protect who we assume in our life through music, through television, through interactions. We gotta have a high standard of ourselves, and we gotta start protecting these predators. Anyway, guys, I don't make this too long, so hope you all enjoy this podcast. Remember to subscribe to the YouTube or the podcast streaming service. Like and share, and, you know, share with your friends, man. Let them join in the yapping. And comment down below what you think. Until next time, peace.